This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, they got a lot of guys who arguably can be a number one receiver on the team, so it definitely opens it up. You can't really go in there and sit here and say, oh, I'm going to double this guy or double this guy, because, like, well, you're putting somebody else in the dilemma. It's got guys that you got to win your matchup and just compete.
Rasul Douglas. He and Christian Benford have been fine at outside corner, boundary corner, which you never really needed to expand upon corner. Until slot corner became an actual, almost full-time position. So now we have to clarify.
Yeah.
Or just don't.
I don't think it's necessary. I think slot corner needs to be designated slot corner. The other corners, I don't need the boundary, but I understand it's just an easy point of clarification so that there's no confusion. Oh, where does he play predominantly? Well, if he didn't play outside, I would have said slot, but whatever. Just more words. Just kills more
Football
time.
Football loves.
Just kills more time.
It's words.
Hey, I don't know what it's worth to anyone at all. I came across the PFF quarter poll, whatever. Four games into the season, here's our all pro team. Christian Benford got the nod there.
So seems reasonable.
He's great. Yeah, he and Douglas both have been grading out excellent. Benford better than Douglas.
Did you see the whole team?
I did, but I didn't.
James Cook?
I don't believe so.
I doubt it.
I think the only it might have only been defensive. The image I saw was maybe just defensive players.
Von Miller?
No.
Come on, he had a sack in each of their first three games.
I remember
playing
that.
Like 10 snaps or something.
I remember that. Yeah.
He's a loss too, though. If Oliver misses now, it's funny if they not funny at all, but you know if they get Johnson back or even Bernard too, and then have these injuries happen, just kind of keeps things.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get Johnson back this week anyway. I think he's coming. Obviously, he's practicing, but he's not doing anything with that arm at all, physical. Like I don't think he can take any kind of hit on it yet. So he might be like Bernard was last week. Bernard was back last week, non-contact, but he was practicing. Now he's at a full go posture, so I'm pretty optimistic about Bernard being back. Johnson, I feel like, is going to be another week. I don't have any intel on that. I'm just reading the tea leaves. What he's not doing, I think, tells you a lot about where he's at right now.
Sal will get the chance to expand on that coming up in about half an hour. You're welcome to join us now. 803-0550 is the number. Houston. You know, a lot sort of relatively negative has been said about the Texans, who they haven't beaten, how they haven't covered. You know, Joe Ostrowski's talking along the same lines, no pun intended. Do they maybe, though, have the best set of three receivers in the NFL? Can you think of a team that's better off 1-3? Dell, so Tank Dell last year, beginning of the season, nobody thinks the Texans are going to be anything. Collins had his fans. He'd been in the league. Stroud's a rookie, and so is Dell. And running backs, it was Pierce, and then it was Singletary, actually.
Right.
But, okay, whatever. And Tank Dell became a story early on last season. And who's this guy? You know, a mid-round pick, if that, last year. But looked like he was really good. And then he gets injured on a goal line rush. He wasn't the ball carrier, but he's blocking. He's very small. He's used as a blocker on a goal line rush and breaks his leg out for the season. Comes back this year. They add Diggs. Collins has been a star. He leads the league by more than 100 yards so far this season in receiving yards. Diggs has had a couple of games, gotten in the end zone. He's been productive. Dell, it really hasn't hit yet. Five catches, and he missed one game too last week. But really just has not been productive yet this season. I still think the Texans should want to get there with him because of how good he was before his injury. But, you know, even in the Bills' case, That's something everybody, you know, can do more, and you sort of want that for everybody. But on each one of these plays, somebody else isn't getting the ball.
Yeah.
I think Dell should be a priority. Maybe this is the matchup with Johnson out again, if he's healthy, where, yes, they might want to run the ball because of how the Bills' defense is played, but I bet they want to get this guy going.
Yeah.
And he's good enough to warrant that.
I still feel like they'll be doing me a favor if they try to run it. I mean, knock on wood here and hope that that doesn't come back to haunt me or them. Not that they're the ones saying it. You know, you say, three receivers makes it interesting. Because I can think of duos that I would say I like more than any two of their guys you want to pay, like Collins and Dell, or Collins and Diggs, Dell and Diggs if you want, although I wouldn't leave Collins out of it. So it's him and one of the other two. I feel like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, I think I like that better. But
Hill and Waddle?
Yeah, right. But who's the third guy? Jahan Dotson, the third guy is Robbie Chosen in Miami. Like, who are we talking about, right? Detroit, St. Brown and Jameson Williams. That looks pretty hot. Okay, who's the third guy? You know, the tight end's really good, but the receiver-wise. So I feel like Houston going three deep like that is hard to beat.
Seattle would be...
Yeah, maybe.
Consideration there, I think, for me.
Metcalf, Lockett, and JSN.
Yep. If you count tight ends, then you get to the Lions.
Yeah.
Although they've stopped throwing to him, weirdly. You know, they're doing all right, 3-1. San Francisco.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would be another one if you did that.
Yep.
I don't think I want to do that. That wasn't the question. Including tight ends.
San Francisco's third guy is sneaky pretty good, isn't he? Well,
maybe. It's the Niners. It happens when the other guys are not on the field. One way or another,
mm-hmm.
somebody puts up a huge day. It's not Ayuk yet.
No.
Not at all. So they have Arizona on Sunday. Green Bay has four guys that are good to great. Now, Christian Watson is hurt, and so Dontavian Wicks moves up. And he was excellent last week in that role. All right, there's a little bit of around the NFL, but that's tomorrow. Around the league in a dash is tomorrow.
Oh, sure.
Kind of just did some of that.
Yeah, it's never a bad time to dash.
So true. Will you watch the Sunday morning game?
Absolutely.
Jets-Vikings. It's good.
Yeah.
How about this? The league got lucky with this one, with Darnold against the Jets
mm-hmm.
as a story. Rodgers fits within that, too. Played a lot against Minnesota in his career. And Aaron Jones on the other side of the field from Rodgers in that game. Are the Vikings for real?
I think so. I would understand. I'm usually slow. Like, I was like this, I think I said the other day, I'm done doubting Geno Smith. Right, I'm done holding his New York, both New Yorks, against him. He ended up on the Giants at one point too.
Yes,
like he's got it. Right, whatever changed, or nothing changed. He just got in the right system, and he's got it. And I feel like the system that Darnold is in, like he's just facilitating it. Everything's working so well. And their defense is. Maybe a bigger story than him. I mean, just, you know, when you hear players talking about, like, I've never seen that. I don't even know what's going on out here. Purdy was talking like that after they lost to Minnesota. I think they're real.
Stroud did terribly against them.
Yeah.
But the Bills don't really blitz. Maybe this is the week to do some of that.
Maybe.
Easy to say. Oh, well, Minnesota. Brian Flores, it should work for us. Right,
to do what they did.
Rodgers has never faced him. He was an assistant in New England, and Rodgers' teams played against those teams. He was a position coach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But not a coordinator. So Rodgers has never faced him as a coordinator or head coach, Brian Flores. but one of the stories in the league. MGM, BetMGM has Minnesota only at plus 120 to win at least 12 games. That they are optimistic for the Vikings. They're buying it.
Yeah.
They're buying Darnold. Betters. If not for MVP. The thing about MVP, and this, you know, pertains to Allen, of course, it will be different if, at least in terms of the last decade, if the winner is well, not a quarterback, so it'll almost definitely be a quarterback. It'll be different if the winner didn't win at least 12 games. Like one seed or two seed. Mm-hmm. Been saying that a lot over the course of the summer. That's what, I mean, there's a logical case for Allen being set up to win. And so far this year, it's generally been this way, where he's the Jacksonville game. He's throwing the ball to everybody. It's all working. Even with a hand injury, his rushing is still there. All of it looks so good on him. And there's no Stephon Diggs to get more of the credit than, you know, what, right. What this is you know, Allen is going to get most or all of the credit and the coordinator, but, you know, still. And that sets up well for him. But for me, the pushback on that was always they'd better
get to 12.
Run the conference.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I thought with their schedule, they probably wouldn't do that. I would still say that if they do, he wins. I mean, Mahomes is not putting numbers up at all.
Right.
But, you know, if he doesn't and the Vikings win 13 games and Darnold right now, what, he leads the league in touchdown passes, if that continues?
Right.
Jackson won as second year, and everybody learned of how spectacular he was and is as a runner. He led the NFL in touchdown passes that season. You know, unanimous winner.
Right.
First seed, that stat, and then the highlights – You win.
Right.
And wasn't even close.
Yeah, Darnold's not going to have, obviously, the highlights, the running anyway, because he does not have that in the bag at all. So that's something Allen has over him, you know, if it gets to be, you know, a race between the two of them. But certainly, yeah, the team's fortunes are going to matter. It probably definitely doesn't hurt. I don't know how much it helps that Allen is the offensive player of the month for September. Is that just an AFC? Do they have those for each conference? Okay. So, yeah, Darnold got it in the NFC. So, still, you know, it's another feather in the cap. He got a player of the week, now a player of the month. And, you know, it's not like he was incredible. His numbers look good, but, like, the games, he didn't have to do a ton in – well, he really didn't do anything in the Ravens game, although he did make that incredible pass to Shakir. But, you know.
That's right.
The Miami game was kind of an easy chair, really.
139 yards, maybe, yeah. That game. The race is on. Josh Allen, Sam Darnold. Good spot for Darnold. I mean, it's in the morning, but it's an island game, and the Jets' defense is good. Like, if he outplays Rodgers and they win, that's big for him, I think. 803-0550, Sal in 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll look for your calls again after this timeout. This is WGR.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.